First off, I'm gonna say I need a new laptop because this thing is just not dealing with this internet right now. But I'll
I
get there. I'll get there.
get there, you know, a little bit.
So, real quick, before I ask my question for you, it was from apparently Crankwalk from Road Debris that got he had Crankwalk, and the insurance is like we're because I guess something happened on the road and it insurance is like we're not gonna cover this. So that's why he got rid of the car. It was
Crank,
like.
yeah, crank walk's one of those things that's bad.
Yeah, and he did a really good job maintaining it because he was very particular. He only used certain fluids, only used certain like he was very. It's if it's not Volkswagen, I'm not using it. So, but I'm like his car's on bid for Copart for $500. I might go bid on that thing just to piss him off.
Yeah, but
But then yeah, that's rough, man. It's a neat car. So what did you do with the build? Because I know, like I said, I watched your Instagram. We were talking chit chatting as you were building it. What did you do for the build? I'm very curious. I'm sure a lot of people
The
are.
build originally was just like because my brother built a 550 horsepower GTI, didn't build a block. And I was like, well, brotherly, little brotherly competition, you know. I was like, I want to go for 600. But I didn't take into the account of moving to a place at 7,000 foot elevation, which an average DA density altitude of like 9,000 feet.
Okay.
So I sent took the engine out was to have the rods and pistons in. That's what originally I wanted to do. Sent it up to Deloy and he took the engine and got the thing going around disassembling it. I got ARP head studs.
I feel like that's a
The
must on any build.
yeah, it was just like one of those I could reuse this the stock ones, but I was like, oh, it's ARP. Like they're synonymous with the with what their with their bolts and shit are doing. So
The factory ones aren't torqued to you.
they're torque to yield, but you pull them out, you gotta they stretch. They're stretch
Yeah.
bolts. So you gotta put a new set in. And I was like, well, why not just get ARP head studs? So
Okay, I
got
see what you're saying.
those. Yeah, got those. The pistons were 83 millimeter JE pistons, and the rods were IE and integrated engineering Tuscan rods. We got a calico set of rod bearings. We did King main bearings. Then he also suggested, he's like, you know what, you know, to get it to flow well, I suggest porting the head. I really wasn't planning on doing it, but I was making some decent money at the time.
Fair enough.
So I said, you know what, to achieve my goals, and I know what I learned from what my brother did with his car. He pretty much went from a stock car, and then over a weekend, which I helped him do, we put everything bolt on. So he went from 0 to 1,000, and he fuel line everything. So with that sort of mindset, I was like, all right, I want to reach my goals. Let's do it. So ported the head. We kept the valves the same size, but we put IE valve guides in there. I actually upgraded the valve springs to Supertech performance springs so I can rev the engine out to 8,000 RPM and not worry about floating the
That's a decent
valves.
jump. What's your factory red line?
I think it's like
65?
70, somewhere around 7,000, maybe 7,100. Maybe I might be right off on that one, but so. And then so rods, pistons, the valve springs, ported head. That's the hardware that we put in there. I also did dash six AN fuel line upgrade.
Okay.
The fueling option I went with is the E5 LM, which essentially they call it the Veyron fuel pump that apparently comes out of the Bugatti Veyron. It's able to
Okay.
supply enough fuel for 1,000 horsepower, and I like plug and
That's a
play. Like you,
big
I,
fuel pump.
it is. It, I mean, it's long. It's probably like this
Okay.
long,
But
but
smaller.
it's smaller. It's just able to push a lot of fuel. And
That's neat.
I wanted to plug them. I could have done a surge tank for cheaper, but then I'm relocating the battery and running all those wires. And this and where, yeah, I could have done a surge tank for like $1,000 or $1,100, but I like the plug and play aspect of it all. So Arnold out at on the East Coast at Pag Parts, he had that pump, so it was $1,850 for a drop-in low pressure fuel pump with that E5LM plug and play. Drop that in there. He also, I got the fuel pump, or excuse me, the turbo kit from him as well, which is his TRX 900 turbo kit. It is a Garrett G35-900 turbo, which is a 6262 trim.
That's a rather large turbo for at least
Rather,
a four cylinder.
yes.
That's a large ass turbo.
Right. It's a large turbo. You know, at sea level, it would produce somewhere around 900 horsepower. But
Wow.
for those who don't know, when you go up in elevation, especially 7,000 feet, the altitude, the air is essentially the same. The density of the air we have here is normally around 9,000 feet. So if you've got less oxygen, so the turbo has to work harder to in order to make the same amount of boost,
Output.
essentially output. Exactly. A lot of people don't understand that, so they so that's the turbo I went with. Internally gated 4-inch downpipe from TrackSlag. I got it all back together last 20 March, May of 2022. Had some issues here and there.
Where did you start the build?
I broke up.
Don't do it.
What was that?
So what year did you start the build?
I started it in fall of 2021 when I started taking the engine out.
So just
I got
after
the
COVID?
turb just yeah it's just I
Okay.
just moved in the house just after COVID.
Oh, you had just moved in. I
Yeah,
thought you were there
literally
for a
just moved
while
into the house.
before that. Okay, I'm
No,
sorry.
like literally
Shit.
2 days after we move into the house, the transporter, because I had it shipped from Georgia, shows up with the car. Now, the wife knew, it wasn't like a secret or anything like that,
Okay.
but
That
yeah.
was my next
So
question. Like, what was her thought?
no, I'm fully full disclosure with the house or with the
That's awesome.
car. Hey buddy, I'm on a call right now, okay? I'll be done soon, okay? Okay, hi buddy. No, Pierce, you gotta go. All right. All right. I'll be up the stairs. We'll go to church soon. All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
So yeah, full disclosure. I discuss everything with the wife. You know, happy spouse, happy house. Let all those kings out there know that. But the car showed up a few weeks later. That's when the turbo blew, and I started taking
Okay.
the engine apart in November of that year. I got the engine back, the block back in February or March of 2022. Got the turbo kit at the beginning of April. Was able to put everything back together. I had a little issue with a wiring harness. I switched two connectors, wouldn't let me drive the car.
Oh.
Yeah, it drove me crazy. I was like,
Little
why? Why is
silly
this
stuff.
happening? Silly things, yeah. Got it driving, got it broken. And then I was still having like tuning issues. And I went through two dyno sessions. Now, a dyno session, you know, they run like
Five,
four to
six
five
hundred
hundred
bucks.
dollars. Yeah. And then the tuning that I went with, they were having issues as well. So I dropped like probably $3,000 in dyno sessions, between dyno sessions and tuning, that didn't really make the car perform like it should.
Which is super frustrating because you're sitting here going, I'm spending all this money and
Well, yeah, the
I
money's
can't
already
drive this
all
project.
spent. Yeah, it's not living up to its potential, and that was is very frustrating. I look back on it now, and I'm like, it's not that bad, but in the time, it was pretty depressing. I went out. There was like these little track days at Pikes Peak International Raceway. They do like an 1/8 mile drag. You know, not too much tech inspection. It's just for fun. It's a great event. Went out there, and I wound up essentially blowing the turbo again because something was not right. So I parked the car. I was just like, just exhausted mentally, like having to go through expecting to have a fun season of going out and driving the car, racing the car, and having fun with it. And it just wasn't that. And this was August or September of 2022. And I parked it and I didn't touch it for three months. Like my birthday at the end of 2022, my birthday came around, and Christmas, my brother had got me a shirt from 1320 that says, "No, dot dot dot, my car is not finished yet." And it gave me the motivation.
I'm sorry, that just makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's fine. It's perfect because it was like it gave me the motivation. So went back at it. I had already pulled the turbo off and sent it back and got it fixed. And then I put it back on the car and I said, "All right, I've done everything I think I can do to make this right. Let's bring it to a shop to see if they can find a boost leak, you know." So I bring it down there. They wound up finding a couple boost leaks, one in the intake manifold. So I wound up getting a new Euro manifold, and then also getting, and they also found a small leak in the turbo housing. They did a boost pressure leak all the way up to 30, 25 to 30 PSI, and it sealed after all those were installed. And then the car started to work properly. Now it was on a weak, a tune that was set up when the car was had problems. Excuse me. So Deloy, the guy who essentially built the block, he had messaged me and he's like, "Hey, how's the car? Like, what's going on with it? Would you like to get it tuned by United Motorsports?" And if you're a
Yeah, quick question,
Volkswagen
where are they out
guy,
of? Because I've heard of the name, but I don't know where they're from.
they're out of the East Coast. I can't remember if it's like North Carolina or Virginia, but if you're a Volkswagen guy, you know they are pretty much the best custom tuning option for Audis and Volkswagens. Well, mostly Volkswagens. So
Okay.
I know that. And I said, "You know what? Yeah, like I just got this all set up. It's running right now." Yeah. So I dropped the car off with him and he street tunes it. And I actually like street tune better. I can't,
Oh yeah.
I my brother's done dyno tuning. It gets everything done within like a 3 or 4 hour, and you have or a span, and then you have your dyno numbers. You know what it's going to make. But that's not going to, it only simulates what the car is going to be like when it's running down the road, being cooled and everything. So that's why I favor street tuning. Granted, you don't get your dyno numbers, but the car is doing what it's going to do, pushing its own weight, pulling its own weight. So he street tuned it, had it for about a month. They were able to hit, well, Denver is 1500 feet lower in elevation than Colorado Springs. So up there, I say up as in latitude, not in elevation, it hit somewhere between 37 and 40 PSI.
Jesus. I was happy
Right.
at 21 PSI in my little my swapped legacy, dude.
Yeah.
40
Yeah.
pounds?
40 pounds of boost.
Holy cow.
But when I come to the springs, I average on average see like 34 to 36 PSI.
That's still a buttload of PSIs.
It's still a buttload of PSI. It's built for it. So
Is, that's fair.
he had the car for a month. I picked the car back up on March 23rd of 2023. And first he's like, "All right, let's drive it. I want to show you." Now, we got rid of the access port. So most other tunings use a Cobb access port. This
Okay.
is a direct flash
Sorry, I don't know if you heard
onto
that. I'm
the,
trying to mute my phone.
it's okay.
Family group
It's
chat.
all right. Yep, gotcha. It got rid of the use of the Cobb access port. And it's just directly flashed onto the engine or the ECU. And also I got their trans tune as well for the DSG. The
Yes.
car
Okay, never mind. So I was about to ask a
DSG
stupid
is,
question.
yeah, dual
What
clutch
is the
transmission
okay, thank
basically.
you.
So stock DQ250, which is the trans, it's what it's called, can handle up upwards of 600 pounds of torque. Well, to keep them happy and reliable, you want to tune them back to about 550. I, in the future, will likely go up and get a different set of clutch packs to keep that all happy. But for now, I was like, let's get this car done the way it is. They did a phenomenal job at the tune. It is a flex fuel tune, so I can throw 91 pump gas in there, or I can throw E85 and
Okay.
get a mix, or
So
to get a spicy mix, I try to run just as potent E85. We test the E85 out of the stations here to get as close to E80 or E85.
you've got the little test tube.
Yep, got the little test tube. And actually, I installed a P3 gauge. I don't know if you're familiar with P3 gauges,
That's
but that plugs
the
in.
meter, right?
Yeah, it
Where it'll
plugs
tell you
into the
your.
OBD.
Okay,
Yeah,
cool.
so I can get boost readings. I've got an analog boost tap on the manifold that tells me live or analog boost. It'll tell me 0-60 times. It'll tell me a bunch of other things, AFRs, all that stuff. But it also gives me a live reading of what the E85 sensor is. So when I fill up, I can see what it is.
Okay,
And
for
if,
sure.
so it's a helpful tool. So I got that in there. He takes me out and on this empty road north of Denver International Airport, it's wide open. And we do a launch control and it lights up all four tires through first gear. And it's the first
Wait,
time I've done
what?
yes, it literally like lit the
And
tires up
you don't
all the
have
way
cheap
through
tires
first
on, right?
gear. They weren't as grippy as the ones I have now. There were some Falcons 235 40s. They were a
Okay,
pretty good
decent sized tire.
autocross, decent sized tire. But yeah, and it was cold, So he's like, I would recommend getting 245s and maybe like an NT a Nitto NT05, which I immediately did. Like sold the Falcons had some life in them. I sold them to a buddy of mine. And then got the Nittos on there. And basically that's how the car has been. I did upgrade the front rotors to a two-piece rotor. Same
Okay.
size. I've got Porsche Macan front calipers. They're Brembo four pistons.
Those are direct swap, right?
Pretty much a direct swap. All you got to do is get a custom brake line is made. I did steel braid, of course. Why not?
Absolutely. It's already off. Why not?
So, right, exactly. So I've got the braking power. But yeah, the car just kicks ass. Like, I don't know actual power numbers, but with a trap speed and a a draggy run and 60 to 130 times, we're saying it's about 670 horsepower. And
Oh,
a car that
that's
weighs
awesome, dude.
3,500 pounds with me in it. So,
So like, okay, yeah, that's not too bad. That's a,
3,400 pounds. Yeah.
and that's
Yeah.
a
I'm
full interior,
full interior,
full
right?
comfort
Like
car.
full comfort car.
Jeez, that's impressive, dude. Great job.
And so as the season went on, winter faded away, and I was like, I don't know really what this car, if it's fast compared to some of the other fast cars. So could start going to car meets, and like the first one I went to, I didn't know anybody, but I'm not shy. I could talk to anybody. Started hanging out with some guys, and this guy had an Evo, and he said it was about 600 650 horsepower, I believe. So he's like, all right, we're gonna do this little cruise, and why don't you run with me? So we did a 40 or 50 roll, and I like bus length them, just walked away on them. The suspend the transmission shifts,
Jesus.
like you hear the
Lord, oh
pops,
Lord.
like the DSG farts. We all know about those. We hear you hear it, but you don't feel any momentum shift. The car
So
continues to
it's very
pull.
smooth.
It's more than smooth. It's like seamless, like a
Okay.
snowmobile transmission. You just pop, 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 pop,
So
keeps
it's
going and
close to a
going.
CVT where it's just, or like it does CVTs, I feel like on certain ones, they enforce a mode where they put a harder shift in where you feel the shift. But no, that's pretty impressive. Like I'm glad you've had good luck with the car. I know it was a
It's
very long
this
journey.
it was a long journey, but it was I had an amazing time throughout the day. I did mini track days, did lapping days, did quarter mile drag strip days up at Bandimere, which also closed for good, at least. They're gonna open up another location, but this location they closed. So we got to do a lot of runs. I did an official 10.9 second run at Bandimere. I've got the time slip for it. It's just lived up to expectations and surpassed them as well. I've taken a couple losses. That you're gonna take some loses, some L's too. But for the most part, the car is a turnkey car. It Well, for the lack of a better term, it fucks, as we like to say. Like the thing
Okay.
put,
It moves.
yeah, it moves. If you need to bleep that out, it moves. And it doesn't
Not in this
look
podcast,
okay. It's a black car. It's got acid green accents on it. The calipers are acid green, which is like my favorite color. It's a Porsche
Awesome.
color. I did the headlights. Put a little accent in there. It just looked, everybody's like, it's a sleeper. Like it don't ex they didn't expect it to be as quick or fast as it is. It runs a mid 6.5 second 0 to 60 to 130 time.
Holy shit.
So
Wow.
which a lot of people at sea level are like, oh, that's not that fast. I'm like, okay, bring your car up to 7,000 foot elevation and
Yeah,
deal
or
with the DA that we have here.
let's meet at 3,000, tune in for both and see who's going. But
Right,
nobody's gonna do that.
right.
Like, but no,
Yeah.
I think it's extremely impressive. That's a hell of a at your altitude, I think that's a hell of a level. I'm really glad you got the car where you want it. I know you're a little tight on time. So quickly, what do you have for plan for 2024 for next season? What are your goals? What do you want to do? Because I'm gonna be in Colorado next year. So I
Okay.
actually
Yeah,
not
if
far from
you,
you.
okay. You're gonna have to make, we'll have to set something up, meet up, and I can
Yeah.
give you a ride in it. I will bust the bubble. I do have it listed for sale.
No. No,
I
all this for dude, come on. You're killing me here.
know. It's like if I keep it, I'm gonna put more money into it, make it a little bit faster, keep up. It's just one of those things. You're gonna make it a little bit quicker. But if someone offered me the right price, or asking price, if someone
He's
asked
fine,
me
dude. He's
I
fine.
know, buddy, I am in a call right now. You guys need to go upstairs, okay? What? You need to go upstairs, please. Go upstairs. So, if someone offered me the asking price, I'll take it and go to some, my goal at some point in the next couple of years is to get a Porsche Cayman. So it would st it right. And if I if
Okay.
the if the right if the cards fell into place, I would like to get a Cayman GT4. But I know that a Cayman GTS with the turbo Boxer 4 is actually quicker up here because of the turbo. So I just have that itch. And but if the car doesn't sell, I'm fine with keeping it. It would likely go up a turbo size to a 66, 62. That would definitely put me in above the 700 horsepower range.
In a heartbeat without even trying.
Right. So that's what it that the future holds. One, it's kind of a fork in the road. But I'm always, hey, the car does great. It's a great build. It is reliable and it changes the oil every 3,000 miles. It gets driven on the weekends. It's a new
It's a
level
drivable
for me because
vehicle.
it's a drivable vehicle. Yeah, I could take it on a road trip. I'd also like to do the Rocky Mountain Race Week, which I'm not, if you're not familiar with it,
I'm not, so fill
they
me in.
so you essentially have classes, but they drive to four or five different racetracks within a few days, and you have to post consistent drag times. You have to drive that drag car to the next track. So it's kind of like a rally, but then you do the races as well. So
That
they do
reminds
like,
me of a one lap,
okay.
like a local
Yeah.
version of a
So,
one lap.
so they do like a night at Pueblo Motorsports Park, which is an hour south, and they do Bandimere. They go to Nebraska and I think one in Kansas. And then they come back. I think they do another night at Pueblo. But yeah, and it's just, and most of it's hot rod guys. Muscle car guys. I would love to take a import and basically just drive around with them. I got a buddy who's got a C5 Corvette that makes 780 or something like that. He'd love to do that too. So it's like, yeah, let's do these things. This is like, if I keep it, I'd like to do that stuff. So,
I think you
but
should do it,
oh,
even if you want to sell it. I still think you should take it on it because you
yeah.
put so much work into it. I think it'd be
Yeah.
cool, and it also change up the demographic. And who knows, a lot of those
Yep.
guys might have a car that they're, I don't want to say afraid to, but sketch, like
Yeah.
nervous to take it out because they don't want to be the outlayer, like the outsider. You
Yep.
doing it might just bring a whole different demographic in where you'll be bringing
Right,
guys in
right.
who are professionals in a sense where you have the professional attitude, you know how to present yourself, and you actually want to grow the community and not
Yeah.
it. I'm gonna piss off some Honda boys here, but it's not gonna be the 05 XX or the Honda boy style, the typical Honda boy. I love Hondas, I
Right.
love Subarus. Obviously, I've got three of them, two of them,
Yeah.
actually about to be three. But it's like where you have the people who are actually want to grow it, where you can bring your family, you can bring people where they want to educate you, they want to show you different builds, they want to appreciate the fact that people are coming out and supporting the event. And it's not gonna be
Yeah.
the street
Yeah.
takeover bullshit that's going on. Like
Right.
I
Oh,
think if you
gosh. Yeah.
I still think you should do it. I really do. I think it'd be really neat.
If.
Hold on,
Hey,
my cat. Go ahead.
it's all right.
My cat
Yeah.
loves to
And
come in and
like
out of the garage.
that, my friend, JC, that has the C5 Vet, we swapped cars. Like he got his car done and I got my car done this year and we swapped cars. And like his is raw. Like he loves how raw it is. And it's like, it's a vet. But he gets in my car and he's just blown away. He's like, this thing hangs with my car, but like you could do a road trip with it. It's so tame and it's quiet. It's not obnoxious. And then it also just does everything. Like it just, so he's impressed. It's got his interest as well because of how well it does everywhere. And it's just, he's like, I just can't believe you make this much horsepower out of four cylinders, So, but
Like
yeah, to
how do you
show,
do that? Like
yeah, right? Lots of boost, 40 pounds of boost. So,
I think the fact
but
that you do that is just absolutely absurd and kind of bothers me a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. Like that's insane, man.
I, one of the other races that mostly impressed me at the beginning was a full bolt on E85 GTR.
Ooh.
And it was a 2019, 2020. Granted, they're heavy. He made about the same horsepower for 650, but he's heavy. He's got a probably 800 to 1,000 pounds on my car. I wouldn't say 1,000, but 600 to 800. And he couldn't get me at 40 RPM, 40 miles an hour. He couldn't get me at 38 miles per hour. He was just upset that, this little car does what it does. So yeah, it's been very fun season. I'm satisfied. And if the car went to somebody else, I accomplished the goal, but I'd love to keep it as well.
I hope you keep it, but if it goes to somebody, I hope whoever gets it is understands
They
what they're getting.
appreciate
They appreciate it and they use the
it.
vehicle. I don't want to see that car sit. Even if it is with you, all that work, like I for me, I hate seeing cars with certain exceptions. I hate seeing vehicles being built as power cars or drivable cars and they just sit in the garage,
They
Queens. Like
sit in the garage.
I
Yeah.
hate it.
Yep.
But regardless of what happens, I'm glad to see it's going well. I hope to see the car before you sell it.
Yeah.
I hope
Ah, I
honestly, I
hope you
hope you keep
do.
the car. So,
Yeah.
but
If
man,
others on the podcast want to see it, my Instagram is At BLKSTIG, Black Stig is the nickname. I've got pretty much everything documented from the build process to the fun that I've had this season. So
Some of
go
the
on
reels
and
are
check it out.
pretty, the videos you put up are, I watched a couple of them recently. I was like, all right, you
Yeah.
got to get off your butt. Like, you got to figure something out to get some of your stuff going, man. Like, but it was cool. It was really neat seeing, especially on the Discord, you pop up the videos and the feedback you got from people was, and these are guys from imports, domestic, muscle car, it
Yeah.
doesn't, like, all over the world that were responding that it
Yeah.
was cool. Like, you put a hell of a lot of time in, and I like the fact that you did a lot of it in-house.
Yeah, I like to do things myself on my own. It saves some money because I know shop labor is expensive, but it definitely was a learning experience. But yeah,
Awesome,
she's a
man.
good car.
I know you got to get going. I know you're
Yes.
getting requested, but I appreciate you coming on. We definitely have to have you back on to go a little bit more into your lineup and stuff we were talking about earlier, because I know we could talk about things for a while. So,
Yes, we can. I'd
but you
love to
have
be
a
back.
let me know when we'll make it happen, man.
Okay, all right.
I want to say thank you for coming on. I hope you have a great day, and we'll chat later, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, bye.